Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
In just a very few moments, we will share a very special visit with America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Jordan will interpret the latest aspects of hyperinflation, energy prices, the stock market, and the economy in general. This is not to be missed. We also have information concerning job fairs, the Mummers, the Springfield Chamber Citizen of the Year, and more. Thank you very much for joining us on our program for today, Thursday, June 16, 2022. Wet weather today, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high 75. Wind south-southwest, 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms are possible. A low of 62, the wind southwest, 5 to 10. Chance of rain, about 50%. Metsa, half and half, right? Ultraviolet index at 6, humidity 57%. Mayor Sarno and Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood will hold a promotional pinning and academy graduation ceremony today at the Blake Arena on the campus of Springfield College. The mayor will join with Chris Russell, Executive Director for the Springfield Business Improvement District, and Juan J. Latorre, Chairman of the Springfield Restaurant Week Committee, to kick off Restaurant Week. The Springfield Restaurant Week will go from June 17 right on through June 26, 2022. If you'd like more information, you can visit Springfield Bid's website. That's at springfielddowntown.com/restaurant-week-2022. Manja manja and bon appetit. Pittsfield, you've got the Mummers this 4th of July. The president of the Pittsfield Parade Committee announced Wednesday that the Greater Kensington String Band of Philadelphia, also known as the Mummers, will participate in 2022's 4th of July parade. In addition, the group will perform a 1.5-hour concert at 6 p.m. July 3rd at Pittsfield's First United Methodist Church for $10 a ticket at the door. The seating is limited and all the proceeds will benefit the parade committee. Another 4th of July note. I have once again been asked to be your master of ceremonies in the reviewing stand for the East Longmeadow 4th of July parade. Look forward to waving to you and seeing you there. Over 58 employers and literally hundreds of job opportunities will mark today's outdoor event from Mass Hire at Heritage State Park Holyoke from 1 to 3 p.m. Raffles and good food for guests are also a part of this event, just to make it more fun for you. The Massachusetts Dental Society stepped into the ballot question arena on Monday, endorsing a proposal that applies a spending limit on dental insurance companies that could go before voters in November. This would require carriers of dental insurance to spend at least 83% of their dollars on dental expenses rather than administrative expenses, and would make dental providers more transparent and accountable to the patients they serve. In February, opponents of the ballot question filed paperwork with the Office of Campaign and Political Finance, but thus far the committee has not reported any fundraising or spending. Our congratulations to our friend Evan Plotkin. He has been named the Springfield Regional Chamber's 2022 Richard J. Moriarty Citizen of the Year. The Chamber will honor Plotkin, president of NAI Plotkin, at its annual meeting and celebration at the Springfield Sheraton. The award, established in 07, is given annually to honor the memory of Richard J. Moriarty, a longtime active participant in the Chamber. So, once again, our congratulations to Evan. Time now for a special edition of Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, for an in-depth look at what our economy is doing and what it faces. Jordan?
Good to be with you, Brad. Well, we've been together for so many years doing these conversations that we've had good times to talk about and not so good times to talk about. And once again, we're in the latter, and things continue to deteriorate. Wall Street was off horrifically. What, it was down like 819 points?
Yeah, well, we've been in a bear market. The Dow Jones has dropped over 20% from its peak, so that makes a bear market. NASDAQ and S&P even more than up 30%, 40%. Some of the big high-tech stocks are down 70, 80%. So all the kind of risk that people are willing to take is gone off. This goes from what they call a risk-on market to a risk-off market. So people are looking for safe havens these days, maybe gold, even cash to some extent here. It's a combination of things. The Federal Reserve is clearly getting very aggressive in raising interest rates, probably 75 basis points at their next meeting, because they're just worried inflation's getting out of control. The latest number was 8.6% at the consumer inflation level, and the Fed's at 1% right now. So they feel they have to raise rates to really slow the economy to get inflation under control. That's what really worries the stock market, because when interest rates rise, the values of stocks go down. It provides a competition to stocks that people can get 2.5-3% on bonds now. And so we're in a bear market. That's the way it is. Now, there are ways to handle a bear market better than others. The first thing I would say is don't panic. Okay, it's very easy when the market's going down to want to sell everything and go run for the hills. In retrospect, that's usually a bad idea. I mean, just most recently, 2 years ago, remember when the market fell so sharply in March 2020 as COVID was coming on, the market was down about 37% in a month or so. That turned out to be the worst possible time to sell. At the time, it felt like the world's coming to an end. But if you sell on panic, then they missed a huge rise thereafter, the recovery from COVID. This has happened before. The tech bubble of 2000 and the crash of 2008. Every time these things happen, at the time, it feels like the right thing to do to sell and panic. But in retrospect, it's almost always the worst thing to be doing.
So the best advice is to just sit tight and wait this out and not exacerbate the problem by dumping when you shouldn't.
Right, or even do a dollar cost averaging process like when you do with your 401ks. We just keep putting money in on a regular basis. When the prices go down, as they have and well probably will continue to, you buy more shares for the same dollar amount. When they go up, you get a benefit that way. It's always easy psychologically, Brad, to buy high and sell low. You just don't make a lot of money that way.
Yeah, right. Well, all right. While we're talking about this type of currency, let's jump to crypto. We have a crypto crash.
Yes, we do.
Maybe you can outline that.
So Bitcoin got up to as high as 65,000. And now it's about 20,000, so it's dropped dramatically. It's considered a risk asset. You know, when it was going up, everybody was saying, well, this is the new hedge. This is the new gold. It's not looking that way now at all. It's looking like it's just as much of a risky asset as a Google stock or Netflix or some kind of a high-tech stock. So some people think it's all going to go away. It's not going away. Crypto's going to be around. And it'll rebound. It just has major, major drops like this. It's had drops of 50, 60, 80% before, and it seems to bounce back. There's still a lot of institutional interest in it. Retail investors are certainly interested in it, but it doesn't have the kind of hedging appeal that people thought it might have had before.
Yeah. Well, obviously, this takes us to inflation, and it takes us to gas and oil. So we'll start with oil. And I know the news here isn't going to be very good.
Well, oil's over $120 a barrel. OPEC is not producing that much more, maybe another 500,000 barrels. Russia's production is 4.5 million barrels, and that's pretty much being taken off the market by the sanctions and the embargoes from the U.S. and Russia and Europe. They're selling some of it to India and China, but there's a big shortage of oil. And OPEC is not in a position to increase anymore. So there's a shortage and prices are higher. We're now over $120 a barrel. I think we could hit $150 a barrel by the end of the summer. It's just got that much momentum on the upside. And we're not producing enough domestically at all as well.
Yeah. AAA agrees with you because they believe that we'll probably be at the ceremonial end of the summer, which is usually Memorial Day. I'm sorry, Labor Day, rather. We'll probably be at $6 a gallon.
We're already at $5 now, so I think we'll be at $6 or more on a national basis. I just came back from California where it was over $7 a gallon out there.
Yeah.
So that's going to affect people's behavior to some extent. Maybe they're not going to take as long vacations because they're going to stay closer to home. Maybe on the margin, they won't make a trip. Maybe on the margin, they'll try to work from home instead of commuting into the office. It does impact people's behavior to have gasoline prices so high. And it takes money out of their pocket for discretionary items. If you have to cost you $100 plus to fill up your gas tank, maybe you're not going to go out to dinner as much or go to the movies or something. So it definitely takes a toll on people to have these gas prices so high and rising. And it feeds through the entire economy. That's one of the reasons why inflation is so big. It's not just gas directly, but the cost of transportation goes into food and all the other things that are delivered and airfares and so on. So this rise in gas prices is really has a wide impact. And that's one of the things that the Federal Reserve is responding to by raising rates so much.
Will that have any positive impact for the average person?
Higher gas prices? Well, maybe if you're in the gas business, but not for the average person.
No. The federal response that you just noted.
Well, I mean, mortgage rates are now over 6%. So the lending rates have gone up quickly, but what they're paying at the bank has not gone up. Banks feel no compunction to be aggressive in attracting deposits. So while you're paying 6% on your mortgage and 18% on your credit card, you're still earning pretty much zero on your money market fund. So there's really not a benefit. It's a benefit to the banks and bank stocks because their profit margins widen as they pay a small amount on deposits and charge more and more for loans. But for the average person, rising interest rates, what the Federal Reserve is trying to do is slow the economy, to slow inflation. And that means the housing market, the car market, everything. They want to have less demand, fewer jobs created to try to slow all this inflationary pressure.
Well, this calls for a political comment, but do you think that the circumstances you've cited could cause the administration to pivot and to turn its attention and focus toward domestic oil and crude production once again?
No, they should, but they're not going to. Biden and the Democrats are pretty much against drilling and oil production. They're more worried about climate change. Yes, climate is changing and we need to do something about it. But meanwhile, we're going to be killing the economy by having oil prices go up so much and not producing what we can domestically. We are now no longer energy independent. We're dependent on OPEC and getting oil from Iran and Venezuela and other places we'd rather not be dependent on because we're not producing as much domestically. We were producing about 14 million barrels of oil a day. Now we're at about 10 million barrels a day. So it's come down a lot. And here the oil companies are having record profits. In the past, they would have poured that back into more capital development and exploration. Not doing it now. It's politically incorrect to be drilling. So they're returning it to shareholders in the form of higher dividends and stock buybacks, and that's causing the oil shortage. And we're all doing other things like pipelines. We're not building pipelines. We're taking public lands off of lease. We're making it really hard for oil and gas companies to borrow and invest and bring out more oil. So in theory, that's what Biden should do, but he's not going to do it. He's beholden to the green lobby. That is anti-fossil fuels.
Yep. Well, that summarizes it pretty adroitly. And I don't think there's really much good financial information or news out there at this point in time. Real estate, I don't think, is starting to slow down from what I've been reading because of the obvious. It's an existential financial problem right now affecting everything.
It is. It is. But it's bizarre. I mean, the Federal Reserve wants things to slow down. Is the only way that they can get inflation under control. So we had the opposite problem before. We had deflation. 2 years ago, when COVID hit, prices were plummeting because there was so little demand. Remember, oil went down to minus $37 a barrel briefly.
Yeah.
Well, it's gone from minus 37 now over $120 a barrel. That's a pretty big move in 2 years.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll hit the pause button right here, Jordan. and remind everybody that Jordan Goodman is available for questions and comments from Western Mass. Has always been so through his website, which is moneyanswers.com, and you can certainly reach him there. Jordan, thank you very much once again for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking with you again.
All right. Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thank you again, Jordan. He's appearing exclusively in Western Mass on Pioneer Valley Radio and this program. So thank you very much for being with us today. Our next program available to you during the day and night on demand will be tomorrow, of course, Friday, the 17th, to wrap up the week and look ahead to the weekend. And I hope you'll be with us for that program. I close now with an interesting fact. The platypus doesn't have a stomach at all. Their esophagus goes straight to their intestines. Work that into your conversation today. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.